You see, Bethel Church and Pastor Bill Johnson, they are the presenting problem in the body of Christ at large. That's a psychological designation that when you have a family member come in, that's the problem elder. The problem is with that person. They're the presenting problem. The problem is the whole family dysfunction. It's the whole sense. Bill Johnson is the head of the NAR and has allegedly a million linked up people following his people, a million churches, according to some people, or groups that are allegedly Christian. He is the presenting problem, and therefore he's being made the example. You see, God has to make Bill Johnson the example. The heavy disciplinary example of what's going on with the fires in Carr, the Carr fire, C-A-R-R, in Northern California. Well, isn't that interesting? In an interview with a local media there, when the fires were coming, Bill Johnson said, "Oh, I have to go now. I have to get my Aston Martin. Where's my Aston Martin? Where's his car? Where's his material vehicle? Where? It's just the height of, really? That's what you're thinking of? You're not thinking of your flock? No. He's the presenting problem. And this is a warning to all these people who follow him and his teachings, and what goes on with Chris Vallotton, and, oh yes, Michael Berger and his family also, former San Francisco Vineyard, former bishop overseer of Northern California Vineyards. I went to the San Francisco Vineyard for years. What are you teaching? How could you get so off, Michael Berger? Michael and Diane Berger, what happened to you? And this is a disciplinary action to bring mercy, to bring them to repentance, to put the fear of the Lord in all those who follow him and their ministries, so that they might repent and their souls might be delivered, because the fires of hell are hotter than those fire tornadoes that are happening. Those electromagnetic storms. I mean, I know people are saying that, and there's Deborah Tavares and others are alluding to the fact, and it's quite possible that, and some of the fires in California have been arson-induced. And the ones in Northern California after, up in my former place of residence, Sonoma County, all through the vineyards up there, which, by the way, Sonoma County is the huge root of iniquity with Bohemian Grove. The Lord permitted some kind of electromagnetic or laser-charged ignition of those fires up there, because the way the fires melted, it was not a normal fire. It was way too hot. The matches that struck, whatever they may be, those fires up there. And why is God permitting this? Of course, he's in control. He's warning in mercy. The judgments of God are to turn us back to righteousness. And then when we repent, turn away from the way path we've been going, we receive his mercy. In judgment, remember mercy. By your judgments, we are warned and kept from greater transgression, Psalm 19. So it's a warning. It's the fear of the Lord. And if Bill Johnson would get on his face and publicly repent of his pride, and I mean he's publicly accountable now, maybe God's hand would stay and not destroy the church and all the buildings and everything else that's around. Maybe. Unfortunately, with someone operating the way he is, if God stays his hand, and then all the intercessors, and they'll say, "Oh, well, we did this, God listened to us," and they'll go back to the same their same sins. He must humble himself publicly and repent.